Good morning, everyone. My name's Dave, and welcome to Insights for Health, the radio show providing up-to-date information on various health topics. Insights for Health is brought to you by The Healthy Habit at 451 St. Clair Street in Chatham, now celebrating 25 years since 1992. At The Healthy Habit, we help you to help yourself with your health one step at a time. Our topic today is vision health, and joining us is Dr. Mary Nagai. Dr. Mary holds an MD and PhD from the University of Toronto Faculty of Medicine. She's also the Director of Medical and Scientific Affairs at Platinum Naturals and has been a teaching professor and guest speaker in Europe, United States, and here in Canada. Good morning, Dr. Mary. Welcome to Insights for Health.
Hi, I'm excited to be here today.
So we're going to talk about vision health today, and the question I guess we all need to ask ourselves is, how valuable is our eyesight? I mean, we probably don't really think about it until we start having problems. So, doctor, on that day-to-day level, like, what kind of wear and tear do our eyes experience?
Well, as everyone out there is probably aware, there's been huge campaigns by the ophthalmologists in Canada about the risks of exposing our eyes to high-energy blue light rays from all of our digital devices that are consuming our lives every day from the time we're infants right up to when we're seniors. And prior to this, we always worried about the sun's rays, like being outdoors, the UVA, UVB rays, and there's still a concern, but more people are spending their time using their digital devices, and it's the high-energy blue light rays now that are causing a lot of concern.
Yeah, we used to always just be concerned about pollution and the UVs and, I mean, stress, age, and some medications, but this is a whole new phenomenon with this blue light. And so what is it, and where does it come from?
So the high-energy blue light rays are given off from the light, or the rays from your digital devices, from your TVs to your tablets, your computer screens to your smartphones and your tablets. And these high-energy blue light rays have a shorter wavelength than the UVA and UVB rays.
Okay.
But they're not just concerned, we're not just concerned about their effects on our vision, but we also know that it can affect your sleep and your memory.
Okay.
And the major concern with these rays is that it's damaging our macula, or part of which is part of your retina. And there's been a new term coined in the last few years by ophthalmologists, and it's called digital eye strain, or digital eye sensitivity, or digital eye burn. And they all mean the same thing. It's just different words for the same health problem. And what we define it is, it's the physical eye discomfort that an individual will feel after using a digital screen or digital device at mid-range for more than 2 hours.
Okay, so let's go back to what blue light is again, though. If I'm looking at a scale of of light rays, mm-hmm. there's that visible portion, then there's that non-visible portion, which is UV.
Right.
So it's fitting in there somewhere.
It's right at the top end of the visible range.
Okay. And that's at the bottom end of the UV range, which is harmful.
Right.
Okay. So who's at risk then? You were saying anybody using a digital device.
That's right. And you'll see like infants watching a digital screen. And children are exposed to these screens all the time. Through iPads, playing games, at school, and even watching TV.
So what would be some of the symptoms? How would I know if I'm experiencing this strain?
Well, for some people, they'll experience dry eyes, blurry vision. They'll have headaches, and their eyes will feel really tired and irritated. And they often experience back, neck, and shoulder pain.
Okay, now, if I'm sitting at a desk computer or laptop, whatever, and I start to feel back and neck pain, I might just consider that as, I got to work on my posture.
That's right.
So it's
but it could be part and parcel of digital eye
Okay,
right.
yeah, so it's not just, it may be a postural issue, but then it could be something much more as well.
Right. It could be your body telling you that you need to take a break and give your eyes a break from that screen.
So, you know, like macular degeneration, I mean, we look at eye issues, and we always, I mean, everybody can experience it, yes, but then we always think of as we age, it's going to become more of a problem. But when you see kids and teenagers on their devices all the time, do we know what, is it too soon yet to know what the long-term effect of all that will be?
It is too soon to know for sure the severity of the problem, but we do know that young people today need to take care of their vision because we're already starting to see some fallout. So we already know, and if you look around, look at how many children and how many teenagers and adolescents now wear glasses or contact lenses. We also know that cataracts are being diagnosed at a younger age. And we also know that age-related macular degeneration at one time wasn't a common word in people's vocabulary.
Right.
But now when you go to a party, you ultimately meet at least one or two people, depending on the number of people present, who know somebody or who has age-related macular degeneration.
And at a younger age.
And at a younger age.
So do you have any sort of statistics, doctor, on like who's being affected and the severity of the effects?
Sure. So in terms of who's being affected, we know now that more people are being affected with cataracts, or they're being diagnosed with early cataracts at a much earlier age, in their as early or as young as in their late 30s, 40s, we're starting to see some people being affected. And we know that cataracts now account for 29% of eye problems that are experienced in Canada.
Okay.
And age-related macular degeneration affects about 13% of the population.
What can we do? I mean, there must be something we can do on a day-to-day basis, right? I mean, if we're working at, some of us are stuck to a laptop or a screen, we can't get away. What can we do?
So there's a computer eye strain relief rule. It's called the 20-20-20 rule.
Like 20-20 vision.
Well, it might help you retain your 20-20 vision, too.
So this is 20-20-20.
Yeah.
Okay.
And what it means is we want you to look away from your computer screen or your tablet or your phone every 20 minutes and gaze at an object 20 feet away for 20 seconds.
Okay. So something that simple.
Mm-hmm.
You just get your eyes off the screen in a way.
Yep. And then in your free time, make sure if you're outdoors to wear sunglasses and pick up a standard paper book.
Okay.
And try not to read off your laptop or your digital device all the time. Just pick up an old-fashioned book and relax. Spend some time outdoors, but wear eye protection. And watch what you're eating. Try and eat a lot of fruits and vegetables that have lutein in them.
Yeah, back to that, you mentioned reading a book. I heard a statistic that book readers are now the minority.
Mm-hmm.
In that, the question was, do you read a book before you go to bed? Now, which was very common. That's only 40% now will do that. The other 60% are reading their screens. So
yep.
Just before bed and having that close to your eyes, typically in low light as well, that can't be good.
No, that's not good. And there's a huge campaign, again, a couple months ago where they said you shouldn't use your device in the dark. So don't use your phone or read email in the dark. Like, don't turn over to your night table, pick up your phone, and look at messages in the dark.
So Platinum Naturals has a total vision care, and this product, I think, is the only one that's been recognized by the Vision Institute of Canada.
You're right. This product was formulated with Dr. Paul Chris, who was the former executive director at the Vision Institute of Canada. And it is recognized and supported through by the Vision Institute of Canada and optometrists across Canada.
Now, there's 12 ingredients in that. You mentioned the one already was lutein. What does lutein do for us?
So lutein and zeaxanthin are the two major components that help increase the pigment in your macula. And your macula is responsible for visual acuity, for helping you to see color differentiation. Your macula also helps you manage glare and to see color in low light.
Okay. Now, visual acuity, that is?
How sharp you see an image.
So the sharpness and that color differentiation as well. Now, the macula, so the eyeball is virtually hollow except for the fluid that's in there. Is that correct?
Correct.
And the macula would be?
The macula is a small spot on the back of your retina.
So just a just part of the retina, so just a small...
Yes.
Okay. So it's going to help with that sharpness, color differentiation, managing the glare, and then also, so when you say color in low light, is that going to help us with night vision?
Yes.
So, okay. I heard a term that these are what they call, what, carotenoids?
Yes, they're correct. Lutein is a carotenoid.
Now what, so describe what that is.
So a carotenoid is like your vitamin A. It's a type of vitamin, and its primary role in our eyes is to help deposit or to increase the density of pigment in the back of our eye. And it also absorbs high-energy blue light rays.
So then, so someone could say, if I'm eating a really good diet, I eat lots of carrots, is that enough?
Well, I don't know how many carrots you'd have to eat.
Okay.
But I do know that you'd have to eat 2 cups of pureed spinach every day just to get 17 milligrams of lutein. And our product has 20 milligrams of lutein. So if you could eat two cups of pureed spinach every day, then you wouldn't need to take total vision care. But that's pretty hard to do.
Yeah, not many people are Popeye.
No.
No. Dr. Mary, we have to take a short commercial break here. So I've been talking with Dr. Mary Nagai, who's an MD and PhD, and we've been talking about vision care, and after the break, we'll continue our conversation.